news headlines.
Asia-Pacific leaders have condemned last month's terrorist attacks on the United States, but they failed to endorse any military action launched in the war on terrorism. APEC leaders also called for a new round of global trade talks as they wrapped up their two-day summit in Shanghai.
20 Asia-Pacific leaders issued a final declaration at the end of the annual APEC summit. President Jiang Zemin, who hosted the meeting, said the main priority for the leaders is to reverse the current economic downturn by achieving sustained and broad-based growth, although they expressed confidence for the region's economy in the medium to long term.
We agree to that. It is particularly important for major economies to act quickly and decisively to stabilize markets.
Mr. Jiang added that the leaders supported a new round of global trade talks, while stressing that China's imminent accession to the World Trade Organization would help strengthen economic cooperation worldwide. And the so-called Shanghai Accord is to lay the foundation for future APEC development in coming years. The leaders also condemned last month's terrorist attacks on the United States.
World Trade Organization ministers are expected to formally approve China's entry into the global body later tonight. Ministers have also begun negotiations in a bid to reach agreement on a new round of trade talks.
WTO ministers began their meeting in the Qatari capital Doha, trying to resolve their differences to launch a new round of global trade talks, which they failed to achieve 2 years ago in Seattle. Developing countries want to ensure that they will not be victimized by the move towards globalization. The prospects of an agreement received a boost after China's chief WTO negotiator said the key stumbling block of agricultural subsidies has been resolved. WTO ministers are also expected to agree on an historic decision to welcome China into the trade body tonight.
There's been a generally favorable response to China joining the World Trade Organization. There are hopes that the mainland's accession will offer a boost to an agreement on a new round of global trade talks. But Beijing warned that membership would bring conflicts and new challenges to the country.
In accordance with the decision-making procedure under Article 9 and 12 of the World Trade Organization Agreement agreed in November 95, WT/L/93 to adopt the draft decision on the accession of the People's Republic of China. The ministerial conference so agrees.
The historic announcement in Qatar capped China's 15-year quest to join the World Trade Organization. Foreign Trade Minister Xi Guangsheng stressed that China will continue to abide by WTO rules and regulations after it becomes the 143rd country to join the global trade body. Mr. Xi later held a series of meetings with other trade ministers for a new round of bilateral negotiations.
It's a defining moment both for the WTO and for China, as well as for the international economic, political and security arrangements that will influence our world in this century and beyond. The near universal acceptance of the WTO's rules-based system will serve a pivotal role in underpinning global economic cooperation. The accession of China is a momentous event. Having these major traders inside will truly show us at last to be a World Trade Organization. In joining this rules-based organization, which are mutually agreed by consensus and enforceable through the dispute settlement system, China will cement economic reforms that have been unilaterally put into place over more than 20 years. Moreover, in embracing the WTO, Beijing has accepted that openness for trade in goods and services is critical to ensuring a prosperous future for her citizens. Exposure to competition will not be easy, but it will ensure that China and its enterprises become more efficient and more productive. The beginning of the opening up of China in 1979 was one of the hallmark events of the 20th century. I am confident that when historians reflect on China's entry into the WTO, they will rate this as one of the most significant events of the 21st, both for China, for the WTO, and for the world.
Listening comprehension.
Listen carefully to the following paragraphs after you hear the beeps. Fill in the blanks with the numbers you hear.
0.3%. This is an increase of 0.4% from June to August, when the jobless rate stood at 4.9%. Nearly 14,000 more people are unemployed since the last announcement, taking the total to 186,000. The underemployment rate for the same period rose by 0.3% to 2.5%.